Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you know what's in you? Do you have any idea what God has placed in you? You're His greatest work, and He has set you apart. You're not like anyone else. You are special, necessary, significant, blessed, beyond compare, fascinating, breathtaking, lovable, sensational, and the hope of glory is in you. All of the aforementioned still does not fully describe you. You see, you're being introduced to who you really are each day you decide to submit your will to the will of God. It's in that relationship that you discover you and why He placed you where you are. It's not a mistake, and fate has nothing to do with it. You're where you are because the only way that others would see their way out is through the hope that is in you when you came out. Everywhere you show up, hope enters the room. When you go to the hospital, hope goes with you. When you go to school, hope is with you. When you visit the sick and shut in, hope is with you to encourage them. Without you, people would not see the goodness of God working mightily through you. Whenever you feel down and out, realize you have a choice. Hope is in you. Don't succumb to the thought of a negative idea. We do not hope for what we see. You and I hope for what we do not see, and we, with patience, wait for it. How do we wait? We wait serving. Yes, we serve others while we wait for that which we hope for, eternal life in Christ Jesus. That's the hope that compels and propels us. We might get down, but we're never out. We might feel bad, but we will get over it. We might feel like giving up sometimes, but we know that's just a feeling and not an option. Each day I think about you and smile and thank God that He decided before the world began to use you. You had no idea, but that was His plan. And neither did I, but we're both glad that He chose, predestined, and ordained you to be a witness of the hope that empowers those who make the decision to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's so much more that I could say, but it's the experience that will convince you. Today, if you don't believe He has placed hope within you, accept Him as Lord and Savior and experience the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. Today, if you are a believer and you feel as if hope is absent, know that it's just a feeling because He said that He would be with you even until the end of the world. He also said that He would abide in you forever. How long is forever? Forever is exactly what it says, forever. The hope of glory is in you. Enjoy it. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.